We're broadcasting in Frisco, Texas, ACM Awards Week, and with us now, Ira Dean. Ira, first of all, good to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I've been in the Artist Protection Program.
Okay.
I had to change my name and likeness.
What's the Artist Protection name then? Yeah.
Man, they just kind of put me on the back burner for a while, which I needed to.
You've been working on some new stuff, though. You got some new music, right?
Yeah, well, I've been writing and recording, producing for other people like Aaron Lewis, and writing with Ronnie Dunn, and been out with Ronnie Dunn. But I got called by Noah Gordon to make an album, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so I had to write a bunch of songs for me.
Yeah.
And I wanted it. This album is, it's like little chapters of my life. They're 100% true, pretty much. But it's been, my heart is full with all the people that have stepped up saying they want to be on my record. I got me and Ronnie Dunn, Vince Gill, John Osborne from Brother Osborne,
wow.
Gary Allen, Uncle Cracker, Gretchen Wilson, David Lee Murphy, Ted Nugent's on there. Steve Ferroni from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers
is
playing on it. And we put out a single called Missing How It Used to Be, and it's connecting, and it's just amazing. I love this business.
You talk about the album being little pieces of your life. Is it kind of a concept album that way?
I wouldn't say it's a con. At this point in my life, I wanted something just honest and real. I don't want to name drop, but when I lived with Johnny Cash and June Carter and John Carter, and Johnny told me one time when writing songs, you stick with the truth because people recognize the truth right away, even though it might have been years since they heard it.
Right.
And so when I was going to have an opportunity to make another album, I wanted to write about my drinking years. I wanted to write about my recovery. I wanted to write about me losing my mama. I wanted to write things that are really hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
And this song, Missing How It Used to Be, about my mother, who... there would have been a birthday yesterday.
Oh.
She passed away last year, and we wrote this thing. We shot a video. I've gotten so much mail and emails of people that this song has helped. It reminded me why I got into country music. It's to connect, and we're reminding people we're all in this little boat together, and we're going through life. And the more I read this stuff, it helps me get over my grief. And if my song can help them get over their grief, it's awesome.
Well,
it's a win-win.
Sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you.
Losing a parent is really tough. And thinking about you in that aspect, it's three chords in the truth, right?
Yep.
You know, it's the basis of country music for as long as it's been around, for years, just three chords in the truth.
Yeah.
Just speaking your truth, right?
Yeah, I'm speaking, you know, I'm telling on myself. If somebody's going to tell on me, it might as well be me.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm telling some, you know, stuff and I'm showing that, I'm trying to, if somebody out there is suffering in any kind of way, I want them to know they're not alone.
Well, that's
beautiful.
Not to change the subject, but I'm going to go a little different direction. You've written with so many legends. You live with Johnny Cash. What's your favorite songwriting story to tell? With somebody like looking back, maybe you're going to write song.
My favorite, there's so many great ones. When I was out with Eddie Montgomery and we were writing, we were trying to write a tempo, and he was going through a divorce at the time, and we wrote a song called I'll Keep the Kids.
Oh.
And in the middle of that song is the only time ever that it got so emotionally heavy that we actually prayed in the middle of a songwriting session to get us all through it. That's one of them. It's amazing. And one of them, Ronnie Dunn, I sent him a song, and he called me up, and he goes, I love this song, but I want to relate more to the verses. Can we rewrite the verses? And I said, sure, no problem. Just call me when you want to get together, and I'll come over to the house and we'll write. Well, I was in Walmart buying ice cream and a bunch of stuff, and my phone rings, and it's Ronnie. And he goes, hey, I'm going to send you some lyrics. I'm going to text you, see what you think. And he texts me, and I start texting back, and he calls. He goes, what are you doing? I said, putting my ice cream back. It's going to melt. So I sat in the Walmart by the little – it used to have a barber shop in it, right by the barber shop, put all my groceries back, sat there in Walmart – on speakerphone and wrote a song with Ronnie Dunn, and he cut it.
That's awesome.
I knew there had to be a story out there of somebody writing a song at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Dean joining the Jamie, or 93.7 The Mountain, here live from Frisco, Texas. We got to let you go, but boy, we're really excited about you being back in the spotlight and really looking forward to this new album.
Thank you. Hey, thank you guys so much. And thank you, everybody out there.
All right. Ira Dean, everybody.